Section 1, Fixing Your Client's Credit. Please note, there are many advanced strategies available in challenging items off one's credit report. We will provide you with common strategies in this manual. However, there are some highly advanced techniques not available in this manual. They are only available via coaching or taking other advanced techniques courses we have available. These techniques, such as Metro 2 and other methods using contract laws, Uniform Commercial Codes Article 9, and other statutes. Moving right along. What is a credit bureau? A credit bureau is a centralized source of credit information on consumers and businesses. To make it simple, it is a clearinghouse that buys and sells information. There are three major credit agencies: Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, which we will discuss later. There is a fourth secret bureau, Innovis Data Solutions, that you should not ignore, because lenders use this company when pre-screening consumer credit to offer pre-approved credit cards and loans. So if you have negative information with Innovis, you will not get offers. See Appendix, Section 5, on how to reach them. Information can be disputed just like other credit bureaus. Please note, these credit bureaus do share or contain the same information on a consumer's credit history simply because they are competitors and traditionally cover different geographical areas. In addition to Innovis, there is another credit reporting agency, and it is considered the fourth largest, and it is also a secret too, NCSU, which stands for National Consumer Telecom and Utilities Exchange. NCSU Data Report is a record of all telecommunications, such as pay TV services and utility accounts. You have the right and should challenge incorrect data within this report too. Lenders become paying members of the credit bureau in order to obtain information on the way a potential applicant paid their past creditors or are paying their present credit obligations. In return for receiving information from the credit bureau, these lenders will report their occurrences back to the bureau, where it is processed and added to consumers' credit reports. There are myths concerning credit bureaus, mostly that they are the ones who turn you down for credit. This is far from the truth. Credit bureaus only report what is given to them by their members, lenders. They do have a universal system whereby each member can report their information in a uniform way, so everyone can interpret the contents the same way. However, they do not. The lender you are applying to for credit will or may turn you down due to incorrect information that is reported to the bureau and used in calculating credit scores. This is why it is possible for credit bureaus to report the wrong information. Another myth is that credit bureaus can remove marks reported by lenders from your client's credit report. This is false. They can't remove information from your client's credit report without the lender's consent or for reasons pertaining to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which we will discuss later in this section. All consumers should periodically, once a year, have their credit report updated, changed, and corrected, even if they do not plan to apply for credit. Obtaining credit reports, best data? Here are lists of excellent sources to obtain credit reports. Identify Guard, affordable monthly cost, refresh every 30 days, and an affiliate program. Privacy Guard, legible reports and comparable to FICO scores. Identity IQ, legible reports, not complete collection data, scores not comparable to FICO. Road to Black, legible reports, mostly complete data. Free scores and more, owned by Privacy Guard and recommending by some credit consultants. Experian, FICO scores, complete reports, very expensive. MyFICO.com, excellent reports and tools, multiple FICO score models, expensive. True Credit by TransUnion. Great reports. Getting a free credit report. Everyone is entitled to obtain a free credit report once a year from annualcreditreport.com. Here are some other ways you can get a free report. Conditional free report from any credit bureau. 1. Unemployed and seeking employment. 2. Receiving public welfare assistance. 3. Suspect errors due to fraud. Now here is the beauty of the third condition. You can place a fraud alert on your credit report by contacting just one credit bureau, and it will trigger them to contact the others. Then you can get a free credit report for all three bureaus. Here are the numbers. Equifax, 800-685-1111 for fraud alerts, 888-766-0008. Experian, 866-200-6020 for fraud alerts, 888-397-3742. TransUnion, 800-888-4214 for fraud alerts, 800-680-7289. Your client's credit report. As we noted earlier, there are three major credit reporting agencies, and each have their own formats in reporting data. However, all credit reports contain basically the same information. Credit bureaus identify you by your social security number, date of birth, address, previous address, and employment information. Please note that these factors are not used in credit scoring. Information is updated by lenders from the data you supply them when applying for credit. Identifying information. Your name, address, social security number, date of birth and employment information is used to identify you. These factors are not used in credit scoring. Updates to this information come from information you supply to lenders. Trade lines. Trade lines are your client's credit accounts. Lenders report on each account your client established with them. They report the type of account, bank card, auto loan, mortgage, etc., the date opened, the credit limit or loan amount, the account balance and payment history. Credit inquiries. Applying for a loan automatically authorizes lenders to ask for a copy of the applicant's credit report. This is how inquiries appear on your client's credit report. The inquiries section of the report contains a list of everyone who accessed your client's credit report within the last 2 years. The report you see lists both voluntary inquiries, spurred by your own requests for credit, and involuntary inquiries, such as when lenders order your report so as to make you a pre-approved credit offer in the mail. Public record and collection items. Credit reporting agencies also collect public record information from state and county courts and information on overdue debt from collection agencies. Public record information includes bankruptcies, foreclosures, suits, wage attachments, liens, and judgments. What can be removed from a credit report? Withdrawn federal tax liens. Several years ago, the IRS announced a kinder, gentler approach to collecting unpaid taxes. Their new methods include the opportunity to have your tax lien withdrawn if you pay it in full or enter into a repayment agreement that leads to payment in full. And while the IRS doesn't have anything to do with credit reporting, the credit bureaus all have policies in place that they will remove any withdrawn tax liens. Please keep in mind that a released tax lien is not the same thing as a withdrawn tax lien. Released liens remain on credit reports for 7 years from the release date. Vacated judgments. If you've been sued by a creditor, collection agency, or other party and lost, you have had a judgment rendered against you. Judgments, like tax liens, are public records and the credit reporting agencies often pick them up and report them on consumer credit reports. Judgments are maintained for 7 years from the filing date whether they're paid, unpaid, satisfied, or not. The only exception to that rule is if the judgment is vacated. A vacated judgment essentially means that it never existed. The credit bureaus will remove them as long as it's clear that they have been vacated rather than simply paid and satisfied. Unverifiable items. One of the great myths of credit reports is that you can only get errors removed. That simply isn't true. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, the federal statute that defines the rules of credit reporting, requires the credit bureaus to verify items with the original source if they are disputed. That means a completely accurate collection or repossession, or any other negative item, will be removed from your credit reports if the credit bureaus are unable to verify its accuracy with the reporting source. Fraudulent items. The number one complaint to the Federal Trade Commission is identity theft and fraud, and has been for more than 14 straight years. If you end up with something fraudulent on your credit reports, regardless of what it is, you can have it removed from your credit reports. The FCRA mandates that the credit bureaus must block the information within 4 business days of receiving an identity theft report from the consumer. An identity theft report is a combination of an identity theft affidavit and a police report. Consumers must provide this report in order to leverage their identity theft protections under the FCRA. Authorized user credit card accounts. If you've been added as a non-liable party to an existing credit card, you are what referred to as an authorized user. You have a card with your name on it, have full charging privileges, but are not liable for any of the charges or debts. It's very common for credit card accounts to appear on their authorized users' credit reports. Because the authorized user is not liable for the debt, it has historically been very easy to have the account removed from their credit reports. In fact, some of the credit bureaus had policies in place that they would simply delete them without any form of investigation if the consumer asked them to do so. Times have changed, and today, it's not as easy to have them removed, although it's not impossible. Make sure that you actually have your name taken off the card as an authorized user before you attempt to have it removed from your credit reports. That will make the process much easier. Understanding your client's credit report. Credit reports may be difficult to understand when you first receive them, however, it becomes easy once you understand the meaning of the abbreviations and codes. The instructions are always included with each credit report to help you interpret the contents. Nevertheless, credit bureaus are required by law to spend time explaining the contents of your client's credit report. Credit bureaus use codes such as letters and numbers to report the contents of a credit report. These codes and numbers are listed below. Negative credit indicators. If the listing contains one or more of these indicators, then the listing is negative. If the listing contains none of these indicators, then the listing is positive. Experian credit report, Experian tutorial. Credit items. The following pages will show items that have been reported to your Experian credit report. Each account is listed numerically starting with the number 1. If you have any negative accounts, usually they are listed first and have dashes before and after the number. Example, 1, if the account has no adverse information it will be listed without dashes. Example, 1. Each account should include the creditor's name, address, and phone number. It will also show the date the account was opened, date it last reported to Experian, type/term/monthly payment, responsible party, credit amount/high balance, current balance, or payment, and lastly the status of the account. Those pages are what potential creditors will view to decide whether or not they will issue you credit. Your use of credit. This section contains detailed information pertaining to each account, mostly showing the last 24 months of payment and balance history on each account. This section is also numbered, correlating with the credit items section. Requests for your client's credit history. Any current and/or potential creditors are able to view when and to whom you have applied to for credit. Potential creditors may use this information to provide or deny credit to you. This section also will show the date until which the information will stay on your client's credit report. Requests viewed only by you. Examples of this include any creditors who want to offer you credit, an employer who wants to offer you employment, or when Experian sends you a copy of your report. These requests are only seen by you, not potential creditors. Personal information. The last part of your client's credit report will list information pertaining to your name and/or names, current or previous addresses, date of birth, driver's license number and current or previous employers. Remember, not all creditors report to every credit reporting agency. Your Experian credit report will only show what has been reported to Experian. TransUnion credit report, TransUnion tutorial. Any item rated higher than I1, M1, or R1. Any item listed as repossession, foreclosure, profit, and loss write-off charge-off. Paid profit and loss. Write-off, paid charge-off, settled for less than full balance, or included in bankruptcy. Any collection amount, whether paid or not. Any court account, including a lien, judgment, bankruptcy chapters 11, 7, or 13, divorce, satisfied lien, or satisfied judgment. Any item showing one or more 30-, 60-, or 90-day late payments in the column to the far right. Any inquiry. Equifax Credit Report, Equifax Tutorial. Any item rated higher than I-1, M-1, or R-1, such as R-2 or I-9. Any item preceded by an icon. Any item listed as repossession, foreclosure, profit and loss write-off, charge-off, paid profit and loss write-off, paid charge-off, settled, settled for less than full balance, or included in bankruptcy. Any collection amount, whether paid or not. Any court account, including a lien, judgment, bankruptcy chapters 11, 7, or 13, divorce, satisfied lien, or satisfied judgment. Any item showing one or more 30-, 60-, or 90-day late payments in the column to the far right. Any inquiry. Those I-2 and R-9 codes, what do they mean? R revolving, usually a credit card. I, installment, like home or auto loan. R1 or I1 equals pays as agreed never late. R2 or I2 equals 30 days late. R3 or I3 equals 60 days late. R4 or I4 equals 90 days late. R5 or I5 equals 120 days late. R7 or I7 equals making regular payments under a wage earner plan. R8 or I8 equals repossession. R9 or I9 equals charge off. Generic FICO scores. It's more common nowadays to use a shared scoring system. The branded name is FICO and it's quickly becoming the generic term, much like Band-Aid and Q-tip respectively. This scoring system allows lenders to see your big picture without needing to look line by line to see if you've been naughty or nice. Some lenders will have automatic disqualifiers such as bankruptcies, charge-offs or simply from being late in the last 6 months, etc., regardless of your score. What it means. O equals open, entire amount due each month i.e. Amex. R equals revolving, payment amount variable i.e. Visa. I equals installment, fixed number of payments i.e. auto loans. 0 equals approved, no rating. 1 equals paid as agreed. 2 equals 30 plus days late. 3 equals 60 plus days late. 4 equals 90 plus days late. 5 equals 120 plus days late or collection. 7 equals making regular payments under a wage earner or similar plan. 8 equals repossession. 9 equals charged off to bad debt or collection. J equals joint. I equals individual. U equals undesignated. A equals authorized user. T equals terminated. M equals maker. C equals co-maker slash co-signer. B equals on behalf of another person. S equals shared. Fair Isaac's FICO risk factors. Credit Bureau risk factor reason codes. This chart lists the score factor reason codes and reason statement description for Fair Isaac broad-based Credit Bureau risk scores, Beacon registered, Empirica registered, the Experience slash Fair Isaac registered risk model, and associated industry option scores, auto, bank card installment, and personal finance, across the major credit bureaus, as well as for the Credit Bureau Mortgage Risk Score UniQuote, available through TransUnion Registered. This chart may be used as a reference when taking adverse action or in customer service when responding to consumers' inquiries as to the reasons for the declination. This list is presented in numerical sequence by assigned score factor code. Note that reason statements and codes may be duplicated when the same reason is assigned different codes for different credit bureaus, or when the same code is assigned to different reason statements for different credit bureaus. The legend is as follows. A asterisk in the column indicates that the assigned reason code and statement are assigned to that score. IO in the column indicates that the code is only used in one or more industry options but is not currently used in the base model. A number in the column specifies the code associated with the reason statement for that score. BK only in the column indicates that the code and statement are assigned to just the beacon BK model, reason code 36 only. A blank in the column indicates that the code is not presently delivered with that particular score. This list is very long but necessary for the detailed information. Please manual for this list of reason statement. Other codes. C equals. Current. N equals. Current account slash zero balance no update tape received. 0 equals. Current account slash zero balance reported on update tape. 1 equals. 30 days past the due date. 2 equals. 60 days past the due date. 3 equals. 90 days past the due date. 4 equals. 120 days past the due date. 5 equals. 150 days past the due date. 6 equals. 180 days past the due date. 7 equals. Bankruptcy Chapter 13, petitioned, discharged, reaffirmation of debt rescinded. 8 equals. Derogatory, e.g. foreclosure proceeding, deed in lieu. 9 equals. Bankruptcy Chapter 7, 11, or 12, petitioned, discharged, reaffirmation of debt rescinded. G equals. Collection. H equals. Foreclosure. J equals. Voluntary surrender. K equals. Repossession. L equals. Charge off. B equals. Account condition changed, payment code not applicable. A dash equals. No payment history that month. It is understood by many that credit bureaus lend towards holding on to incorrect data because they profit from the more data they have. They are actually data brokers and the more data means more money for them. However, they are furnished the data by creditors. What is a major factor when dealing with these organizations? You really have large unorganized companies that seek to be in compliance with laws but are held accountable for timelines and duties or requirements that they are not suited to meet. What they have done is incorporate automate tactics to assist in meeting these standards, but they often fail to do the job effectively. This is why many of them have already broken laws as it relates to your credit report. This is why many will have accounts and items in their credit reports just waiting to be deleted. The way this is done is using strategic letters. You will be corresponding with these organizations and using legal timelines and requirements. This will allow you to be effective in protecting your rights and having items deleted because they don't meet the legal standards. What are identity theft and identity fraud? www.justice.gov web link. Identity theft occurs when someone uses your personally identifying information, like your name, social security number, or credit card number, without your permission, to commit fraud or other crimes. The FTC estimates that as many as 9 million Americans have their identities stolen each year. In fact, you or someone you know may have experienced some form of identity theft. The crime takes many forms. Identity thieves may rent an apartment, obtain a credit card, or establish a telephone account in your name. You may not find out about the theft until you review your credit report or a credit card statement and notice charges you didn't make, or until you're contacted by a debt collector. Identity theft is serious. While some identity theft victims can resolve their problems quickly, others spend hundreds of dollars and many days repairing damage to their good name and credit record. Some consumers victimized by identity theft may lose out on job opportunities or be denied loans for education, housing, or cars because of negative information on their credit reports. In rare cases, they may even be arrested for crimes they did not commit. How do thieves steal an identity? Identity theft starts with the misuse of your personally identifying information, such as your name and social security number, credit card numbers, or other financial account information. For identity thieves, this information is as good as gold. Skilled identity thieves may use a variety of methods to get hold of your information, including dumpster diving. They rummage through trash looking for bills or other paper with your personal information on it. Skimming. They steal credit/debit card numbers by using a special storage device when processing your card. Phishing. They pretend to be financial institutions or companies and send spam or pop-up messages to get you to reveal your personal information. Changing your address. They divert your billing statements to another location by completing a change of address form. Old-fashioned stealing. They steal wallets and purses, mail, including bank and credit card statements, pre-approved credit offers, and new checks or tax information. They steal personnel records or bribe employees who have access. Pretexting. They use false pretenses to obtain your personal information from financial institutions, telephone companies, and other sources. For more information about pretexting, click here. What should I do to avoid becoming a victim of identity theft? If you think you've become a victim of identity theft or fraud, act immediately to minimize the damage to your personal funds and financial accounts, as well as your reputation. Here's a list, based in part on a checklist prepared by the California Public Interest Research Group, CalPIRG, and the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse, of some actions that you should take right away. Contact the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, to report the situation. Online. By telephone toll-free at 1-877-ID-THEFT, 877-438-4338, or TDD at 202-326-2502. Or by mail to Consumer Response Center, FTC, 600 Pennsylvania Avenue NW, Washington, D.C., 20580. Under the Identity Theft and Assumption Deterrence Act, the Federal Trade Commission is responsible for receiving and processing complaints from people who believe they may be victims of identity theft, providing informational materials to those people, and referring those complaints to appropriate entities, including the major credit reporting agencies and law enforcement agencies. For further information, please check the FTC's identity theft web pages. You can also call your local office of the FBI or the U.S. Secret Service to report crimes relating to identity theft and fraud. You may also need to contact other agencies for other types of identity theft. Your local office of the Postal Inspection Service, if you suspect that an identity thief has submitted a change of address form with the post office to redirect your mail, or has used the mail to commit frauds involving your identity. The Social Security Administration, if you suspect that your Social Security number is being fraudulently used, call 800-269-0271 to report the fraud. The service, if you suspect the improper use of identification information in connection with tax violations, call 1-800-829-0433 to report the violations. Call the fraud units of the three principal credit reporting companies. Equifax. To report fraud, call 800-525-6285 or write to P.O. Box 740250 Atlanta, Georgia, 30374-0250. To order a copy of your client's credit report, $8 in most states, write to P.O. Box 740241 Atlanta, Georgia, 30374-0241 or call 800-685-1111. To dispute information in your report, call the phone number provided on your client's credit report. To opt out of pre-approved offers of credit, call 888-567-8688 or write to Equifax Options, P.O. Box 740123 Atlanta, Georgia, 30374-0123. Experian, formerly TRW. To report fraud, call 888-Experian or 888-397-3742, fax to 800-301-7196, or write to P.O. Box 1017 Allen, Texas, 75013. To order a copy of your client's credit report, $8 in most states, P.O. Box 2104 Allen, Texas, 75013, or call 888-Experian. To dispute information in your report, call the phone number provided on your client's credit report. To opt out of pre-approved offers of credit and marketing lists, Call 800-353-0809 or 888-5 opt out or write to P.O. Box 919 Allen, Texas 75013. TransUnion. To report fraud, call 800-680-7289 or write to P.O. Box 6790 Fullerton, California 92634. To order a copy of your client's credit report, $8 in most states, write to P.O. Box 390 Springfield, Pennsylvania 19064 or call 800-888-4213. To dispute information in your report, call the phone number provided on your client's credit report. To opt out of pre-approved offers of credit and marketing lists, call 800-680-7293 or 888-5 opt out or write to P.O. Box 97328, Jackson, Mississippi 39238. Contact all creditors with whom your name or identifying data have been fraudulently used. For example, you may need to contact your long-distance telephone company if your long-distance calling card has been stolen or you find fraudulent charges on your bill. Contact all financial institutions where you have accounts that an identity thief has taken over or that have been created in your name but without your knowledge. You may need to cancel those accounts, place stop payment orders on any outstanding checks that may not have cleared, and change your automated teller machine, ATM, card, account, and personal identification number, PIN. Contact the major check verification companies, listed in the CalPERC Privacy Rights Clearinghouse Checklist, if you have had checks stolen or bank accounts set up by an identity thief. In particular, if you know that a particular merchant has received a check stolen from you, contact the verification company that the merchant uses. Check right, 800-766-2748. Check systems, 800-428-9623, closed checking accounts. Cross-check, 800-552-1900. Equifax, 800-437-5120. National Processing Co., NPC 800-526-5380. Scan, 800-262-7771. Telecheck, 800-710-9898. Please see manual for more internet links. Credit freezes. A credit freeze is designed to prevent a credit reporting company from releasing your credit report without your consent. Credit freezes are one of the most effective tools against economic ID theft available to consumers. Also, it can be used as strategy to challenge credit data. Freezing to stop public records and other things is not as effective anymore without the proper tactics because many are using Pacer to obtain this information. But there are opportunities to slow down this process with tactics in freezing your information. If LexisNexis is already reporting, it really won't help to freeze as much, but you employ a tactic to possibly slow the verification or make it difficult to verify. Our phone coaching team has a strategy to assist in optimizing this process. It will require a 30-minute coaching session. The key point is to challenge every name, address, and other variation currently being reported with a notarized affirmation statement or affidavit for each variation and sent to all subjects. It can be tedious but time-consuming but effective. Here are all the freeze sources. LexisNexis Security Freeze. SageStream Freeze. This is how collection agency and most get their information. Get coaching for advanced techniques of freezing this source. Sage is formerly ID Analytics, but they still have different URLs and addresses. It is a great ideal to challenge them both. Suppression of information from ID Analytics. Also, this is how collection agency and most get their information. Get coaching for advanced techniques of freezing this source. 15253 Avenue of Science, San Diego, California 92128. Info at idanalytics.com. Tell 858.312.6200. Toll free 866.248.7344. Fax 858-451-9051. Ours, Advanced Resolution Services. You will want to do this with every name variation reported. Ours doesn't have a website, but here is their contact information, 5005 Rockside Road, Suite 600. Independence, Ohio, 44131, or fax, 216-615-7642. Send a registered mail confirmation delivery or fax asking for your credit report to be frozen. Include all of the following information. First and last name. Social Security number. Full address. Primary contact number. Your signature. Two forms of identification. A copy of a state-issued driver's license or state identification card. A copy of a U.S. passport, picture page only. A copy of a SSN card. A copy of a birth certificate. A copy of an alien registration card. The 5 mistakes you can make in credit repair. The credit repair business is not difficult, but you can shoot yourself in the foot if you don't pay attention to a few little things. Here are common mistakes consultants make that are easily avoidable. Failing to dispute with the credit bureaus first. In credit repair, always dispute your negatives with the credit bureaus before doing anything else. 10 to 20% of all items disputed in an initial round of disputes fall off. Why not pick off the low-hanging fruit in the beginning so you can concentrate on the tough stuff? In addition, you cannot take legal action as an individual against companies who are acting illegally by reporting you if you don't dispute first. Failing to document your efforts. If you are not using software, make sure you keep notes and dates of all your efforts. Make a note of everything, even if you have your client to speak with a person, make sure they get that person's name. When you send letters and when your client receives letters, make sure all letters and disputes are sent via certified mail, return receipt requested. Put everything in a file folder. You don't have to get too fancy. Documentation is especially important when you are disputing items with the credit bureaus. Under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, credit bureaus have 30 days to get back with the results of an investigation on your dispute. If you do not hear from them, within 30 days, they must remove the item. Disputing items online when there may be a legal remedy. When you dispute online, you are agreeing to arbitration, and if you have a FCRA case, it will have to be settled in mediation. Never do this for a client. You can do it for yourself. You will not have any written records of your dispute, the return receipt. Plus, you are making it easy for them by disputing online. Your dispute will become a two-letter code and will be sent, using eOSCAR, to an offshore computer for analysis. You will also not be able to dispute specific information within the listing, for instance, wrong high balance, wrong date account was opened, etc. You will not be able to send documentation. In addition, if your client's name, SSN, or address is incorrect, the request has to be in writing. Being unrealistic. Do not lie to your clients or make promises. You will have goals but no promises. If their credit report is in bad shape, there isn't a quick fix. The process takes time, usually from 6 months to a year. In addition, some items are extremely difficult, if not impossible, to remove: bankruptcies, tax liens, judgments, and child support. If they have any of those listings, you may be in it for the long haul. Just be honest and they will appreciate your efforts. Giving up. The process may seem overwhelming at first, especially if you are new to credit repair. Just take baby steps and work on your personal credit and family first. You don't have to do everything at once. After the first dispute letters are mailed, you really shouldn't have to spend any more than 20 minutes to an hour a month working on your credit or a client's. The earning power is very rewarding. Know what's in your client's credit report. Please note. Keep in mind that you are operating on behalf of your client and not your credit company. This means that when you are writing letters on behalf of your client, do not use your company's letterhead or have references to your company. The letters should be prepared as if the client wrote them. Before you can start repairing your client's credit or assisting your client in recovering from bankruptcy, you must find out exactly what is in your client's credit file. When you know the contents of your client's credit file, you have the advantage in clearing false information from it, as well as taking care of as many negative marks as you possibly can. There were 5 major credit reporting agencies in the U.S. that dispensed information on your payment habits to assist potential creditors in making the decision to grant you credit. However, due to buyouts and mergers, there are now 3 major bureaus, and they are again, as mentioned above, Experian, Equifax Incorporated, and TransUnion. See the appendix in Section 5 for the addresses of their national headquarters. Where you live will determine which credit reporting agency serves your area. Call your local lending institutions and ask the loan officer which credit bureaus they use. Credit Karma is an excellent source because it provides 2 scores and reports at no cost to you. There are other sources that will be available as you proceed through this manual. Note: it's been my experience that using a company to gather all of your clients' credit information and combine them into one easy report is good. If you are preparing to use strategies in this manual, it is best to repair your clients' credit with each bureau independently. If lenders in your area primarily use one bureau, start there first. There is no need to start with a credit bureau that is not the dominant bureau in your area. Once you know the credit bureaus used in your area, you must obtain copies of your client's credit report. This can be done either online, by email, or just by writing a letter to the credit bureau. Use the credit profile request form in the appendix in Section 5. However, Credit Karma will work just great for your clients. But is getting your report, you will have to supply your client's name, address, previous address if less than 5 years, date of birth, social security number, and signature. If your client has been denied credit within the last 60 days, you are entitled by law, FCRA, to receive a free copy or be informed of the contents of your client's credit report. FCRA stands for the Fair Credit Reporting Act, amended in 1997. Credit bureaus will usually give you a copy, instead of sitting down with you to explain the contents. It's a lot easier. Enclose a photocopy of the rejection letter from the institution to which you applied for credit along with the credit profile request letter. If you lost the rejection letter, just inform the credit bureau of the institution that denied you credit within the last 60 days, and you'll still receive a free copy. An inquiry will appear on your credit report, if the company used that credit bureau, to verify that you were recently denied credit, so don't lie, they'll know. If you have not been denied credit within the last 60 days, there is a nominal charge of $8.50 depending on the state. See the update Q&A in the appendix in Section 5. Call your local credit bureau, there are usually local divisions of each credit bureau, to find out its fee and whether they accept checks or prefer some type of money order. Many bureaus don't accept checks. If you get your credit reports online, it will be instant and you can start analyzing. You should concern yourself with public records, collection accounts, and any derogatory accounts. Payment history makes up 35% of your credit score. However, in some cases the credit bureau may need more information on your client and you will have to get their report via mail. When you receive your client's credit report, within 10 to 20 days, make sure you understand it. Most credit bureaus have their own method of abstracting information for a credit report. Nevertheless, it is important that you learn how to read and decode these reports. Credit bureaus usually enclose literature on how to understand their credit report format. However, if you run across any item, S, that you don't understand, call the credit bureau. They will provide answers to any of your questions. Since there are thousands of credit bureaus, each of them having their own method of reporting, it is difficult to teach all of their formats. Again, don't be too alarmed to find inaccurate information listed in your client's credit profile. Errors are not uncommon. These errors are due to credit bureau clerks punching in the wrong information when receiving it from member companies, and from clerks of these companies who are punching in the incorrect information. Whatever the source may be, it is up to you to get it corrected promptly, or they will affect your client's credit score and prevent you from obtaining credit. How to repair your client's credit? Here is the basic process for repairing your client's credit. Get and review your client's credit report. Know that the scores are for each bureau. The goal is to increase your client's credit score. Analyze their report and determine why the score is low, and most sources you get your report from will help with this process. Make a list of all items your client considers to be questionable or negative. Let them tell you and don't suggest for them. Clearly identify each item in their report that you are disputing. Also explain why you dispute the information. Write a dispute letter to the credit bureaus. Send the letter to the credit bureaus. Make sure you send it registered or certified mail. Document everything. Record when you sent the letters and the results. Wait for the credit bureaus to investigate your claims, usually within 35 days. Analyze the results. Repeat. Implement specialized techniques included in this book if necessary. Your success in repairing your client's credit is making sure you do no harm in lowering their credit score first. The goal is to raise their score. Now it is important to note that negative items on their credit reports do not necessarily mean that it is affecting their overall credit score. However, yes, negative items play a part, but you must consider all of the factors of how credit scores are calculated before you start repairing your client's credit. When you get your client's scores, you will notice that they vary among different sources. Why are they different? It is based on what is being reported to each of them. You may have one bureau reporting more negative accounts than the other. Also, the score could be different because of errors on your credit report. We will emphasize credit score awareness throughout this manual. Read that section. Now, when you do find negative items that are affecting your client's credit score, your success in repairing their credit depends on your persistency in challenging accounts you feel are inaccurate. This is the golden bullet of the credit repair industry. You also have the federal government on your side protecting you against credit bureau abuse and unfair descriptions of your client's credit rating. The federal law, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, gives very specific procedures by which you can dispute any information in your client's credit report. To review a copy, go to www.ftc.gov web link. Credit bureaus must follow the law or risk criminal prosecution for willfully ignoring your rights. Here is a summary of Section 611 of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Procedure in Case of Disputed Accuracy. If you question the accuracy of any item in your client's credit profile, the credit bureau is required to reinvestigate, check out the information and, within a reasonable period of time, send you the results of their investigation. The law is not specific in defining a reasonable period of time, but to protect you, the law states, the credit bureau must reinvestigate the information immediately, unless there is some good reason for the delay, such as a breakdown of their computer system or some other disaster that may directly affect their normal operations. The credit bureau has the right not to check out your dispute if they have reason to believe that your dispute is frivolous or irrelevant. The FCRA has advised credit bureaus not to use this clause as an excuse unless they are prepared to defend themselves in court. We will discuss how to avoid this problem later. If the information checks out to be in error or can no longer be verified, the credit bureau, by law, must promptly delete the information from its files. Expect and demand to receive a prompt response from the credit bureau. Allow about 15 to 35 days, depending on whether it is a local or out-of-town company, for them to get back to you with the results of their investigation. Be careful when disputing online, it gives you canned responses and can create problems long-term. We recommend that you do not use online disputing. Credit bureaus may be adding a very sneaky clause. It is easy to do and we've all done it, checkmark that little box on a web page that says I have read and agree to the terms and conditions. Without actually reading the terms and conditions. Experian figured this out and threw in a clause. Essentially, it says if a consumer disputes an item online that is later verified, the consumer waives all rights to dispute that item ever again. Thus, if any creditor, with or without just cause, simply says yes, Mr. Smith owes us, then good old Mr. Smith is stuck and cannot dispute that item again. Web-based disputes looked like a great time saver for both the consumers and the bureaus. But, credit bureaus are resorting to dirty tactics. This is a critical update. We suggest you use registered mail for all disputes. Your client can hire an attorney when all else fails. You have rights, and if the credit bureau violates them, hire an attorney who specializes in dealing with credit repair. You'll be surprised at the results. First, do all you can on your own and be polite, but if your rights are violated, hire an attorney. This will usually get the job done. Sometimes credit bureaus and collection companies try to intimidate the little guy, but when all else fails, obtain an attorney and get the job done. Action Strategy 1. Credit bureaus have up to 30 days to respond to a dispute and 45 days if you received a free annual report. It's okay to call the credit bureau's consumer relations department and ask the clerk how long it will take them to verify inaccurate information that is disputed by consumers. This will give you an idea of when you should follow up on your dispute with that credit bureau. It will help if you could get the clerk's name to use as ammunition when necessary. The time frame is a major tool, and the main strategy credit repair companies depend on to repair negative accounts on client credit reports. The law states that you cannot be victimized by slow and lazy responses to your dispute. This is really where you are protected against careless business practices. As a certified credit consultant, you will find that this works in your favor because many companies react very slowly or will not take the time to verify the information you are challenging, whether it is true or not, because it is not part of their normal, everyday business procedures. If they do not or cannot verify the negative information, they must delete it permanently from your client's credit report. You got them off completely on a technicality. Although the negative can come back if the credit bureau verifies the information later on, so alert your client to this possibility and advise them to stay on top of this matter. This is called credit suppression. As a credit repair consultant, you should take advantage of your client's right to question any negative information in their credit report. Never admit guilt and make them prove your client guilty. Keep in mind that, when you have a stubborn creditor, the final burden of proof is on your client to prove their innocence. Otherwise, the negative information could remain on file until the statute of limitation, unless you get a ruling from a judge. If the information is verified, the law gives you one more strategy. You have the right to place in your credit record a brief statement of at least 100 words giving your side of the story from your viewpoint. The credit bureau must include your story in every credit report that is issued. There are also statutes of limitation on how long a credit bureau may report negative information in your client's credit profile. Bankruptcies must be removed 10 years from the date filed. All other negative items, including wage earner plans, must be removed 7 years from the date filed. However, because they are under Title I, it could be up to 10 years, too. Late payments, PNLS, and repossessions must be removed 7 years from the last date of activity, meaning the last date you made a payment with that company. Judgments remain for 7 years or until the state statute of limitations is reached, whichever is longer. It can remain longer than 7 years under federal law or state law, which could be 10 years plus a renewal period of 10 years. Now that you know what your rights are under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, let's review and add a few preliminary steps. You should know which credit bureaus hold a file on your client. It should be all three, but sometimes if the history is very new, it is only one or two. You must get a copy of your client's credit report. You must understand the contents of your client's credit report completely. Write down on a sheet of paper all incorrect personal data listed on your client's report, such as name, employment, address, previous address, social security number, etc. You must also write down all of the negative accounts, such as delinquents, charge-offs, collections, repossessions, etc., and bankruptcies that are listed in your client's credit report. Note, on a bankruptcy, make sure you notice the close date of the creditors listed in your client's file. Please understand that just deleting a bankruptcy will not raise their score, it could lower it, especially if it has been over 2 years. How the creditors under the discharged bankruptcy are currently reporting to the credit bureau could hurt their score. Make sure they show the correct close date, which is the date of filing, not the discharge date. This is important since what has happened over the last 2 years will be a factor. A sample dispute letter is listed in the back, delinquents, PNLS, collections, repossessions, etc., that are listed in your client's credit report. Write down all of the negative credit inquiries. Negative credit inquiries are companies who denied you credit. Tip. Note. Anytime your client applies for credit with an institution and they pull a credit report, it is automatically recorded in your client's credit report as an inquiry. Too many inquiries can prevent you from obtaining credit because it will lower your client's credit score. Once you have written down all of the negative marks in your client's credit report, it is time to develop action strategies to have the proper negative marks erased from their file. However, remember that your goal and priority is to increase their credit score. Accounts and inquiries that do not belong to them are easy to remove, especially if you can prove their innocence. Use the sample dispute letter in the appendix in section 5 for a complete format. The items listed in your client's credit report that are correct may pose a problem for credit repair, but it's not hopeless. Several techniques, along with complete explanations, are listed in the following pages to show you just how to challenge bad credit marks in your client's credit report and, in many cases, to have them successfully removed if they are affecting your client's credit score negatively. The best kept secrets of credit repair. The quickest way to repair your client's credit is to increase their credit score. The quickest way to increase a score is to remove any outstanding collections. However, be careful not to remove an old account that is helping the credit score. See credit score factors. Many people have collections accounts on their credit report and most are very small. For example, an unpaid utility or phone bill or unpaid medical bills and credit card balances. Anything showing outstanding debt. An unpaid collections entry on your client's credit report can hurt their score by 20 points and even more. So call up those collection agencies that they owe and ask one main question: do you delete credit entries? Most do not know that collection agencies will voluntarily delete your negative credit item from your current report if you just ask them to and pay them the balance that is owed. At least 50% of the time the collection agency will be able to delete bad items off a credit report. The good part is you can ask for and obtain a deletion letter showing that the intention of the creditor in question to delete the bad entry. This is very important. Because if you are attempting to increase your client's credit score now, the fastest way is to have that letter mailed/faxed or personally delivered to the credit bureau, and within days, your credit score will increase. Otherwise, it will take up to 60 days for this to correct through normal processes. This is why that letter is very important. What to dispute or challenge first? Please note, according to the Credit Repair Organizations Act, you are prohibited from advising your clients to make untrue statements. You will see strategies within this book that may go against these methods, but we do not agree or encourage you to use those strategies. We are instructors and our goal is to show you methods of successful credit repair companies who challenge everything for their own reason. This is exactly what many of these companies are doing to delete items. We believe that your goal as a certified credit consultant should be to focus on your client's credit score and work to improve this area, rather than just deleting items from their report. SEC 404. Prohibited Practices, 7. A. In general. No person may. 1. Make any statement, or counsel, or advise any consumer to make any statement, which is untrue or misleading, or which, upon the exercise of reasonable care, should be known by the credit repair organization, officer, employee, agent, or other person to be untrue or misleading, with respect to any consumer's credit worthiness, credit standing, or credit capacity to a. any consumer reporting agency, as defined in Section 603, f. of this Act, 8, or b. any person I. who has extended credit to the consumer, or 2. to whom the consumer has applied or is applying for an extension of credit. 2. make any statement, or counsel, or advise any consumer to make any statement, the intended effect of which is to alter the consumer's identification to prevent the display of the consumer's credit record, history, or rating for the purpose of concealing adverse information that is accurate and not obsolete to a. any consumer reporting agency. Action Strategy 2. Dispute those items you know are incorrect and are affecting the client score, meaning accounts that do not belong to your client or outdated accounts. However, if those accounts are helping your client's score, e.g. adding length to their history, do not touch them. Note, don't dispute negative accounts just because the balance is incorrect unless it hurts your score. For example, if you dispute negative accounts by saying I paid this account in full, you will possibly lock yourself into a negative mark for at least seven years. The only thing that the credit bureau will do is change the balance, the negative mark will not be removed. We will show you how to dispute these incorrect items. However, there are advanced specific strategies that can assist with this matter if necessary. These strategies are too involved to place in this manual. Getting 10 to 30 minutes of phone coaching can provide you more details on information. Action Strategy 3, it is okay to dispute at once all the negative marks that are not your clients or are outdated, otherwise dispute only three, accounts or 2 to 4 inquiries at a time. This takes longer, but the strategy has been proven to be effective. If you dispute too many items at once, the credit bureau will think you are trying to get off the hook and will delay or not reinvestigate your request using the frivolous or irrelevant clause under the FCRA. You must work within the system, the results are a lot more favorable. Tip: dispute more than three to five items, but there are cases when you can challenge many items at once. Especially if you are challenge the reporting based on Metro 2 formatting instead of disputing. Metro 2 strategies can be found in the credit help desk or phone coaching. Question: how and why should you dispute items listed in client's credit report that are correct? Is this unethical or lying? Answer: you can dispute items for any reason you feel necessary based on what your client says, but never admit guilt. For example, many of these companies may have reported your client's account as better than it is, i.e. that the client actually paid them more, but it is still listed as a negative account. You can dispute this account as incorrect because it is incorrect. The object of the game is to find something wrong with the accounts that are listed negatively in your client's credit report, such as incorrect dates, payments, amounts, and anything else you can find. If you want to get even more technical, some credit repair companies have disputed an account simply because the company's name is abbreviated by the credit bureau. Why should we accept their method of reporting? It is more convenient for them, not us, to abbreviate names. Many of these abbreviations are confusing and it can be very difficult to interpret. This is what credit consultants usually say. Just remember, you have the right to question the accuracy of any item you feel is inaccurate. As for claiming accurate accounts inaccurate, is this unethical, misleading or lying? Only you can answer these questions, however, don't break the law. We can only say that yes, we're sure that many credit consultants are still doing this and clearing up bad marks on their client's credit report. Methods of dispute. Delinquent accounts. Your client must be totally caught up on their bills and have made at least three, payments on time, but preferably 6 payments before you should dispute these accounts. It is better to wait until the account is paid in full before you dispute it. However, accounts of this type have been successfully removed in cases where payments are still being made. Dispute: I paid this company on time, or I paid this company on time as agreed. Remember, that good defense attorney usually never admit guilt. Action strategy 4. Another of interest is called the I'm wondering why or I'm concerned dispute. These disputes are applicable to any situation and are used as follows. Dispute: I'm wondering why this company is reporting me as a delinquent customer. Please remove at once, or I am very concerned that this company is showing me late. Please delete this entry at once. The only thing you are saying is that you are concerned or wondering why and nothing more, just to get the wheels of investigation rolling. See sample letters in the appendix in section 5. Incorrect payment history. Many times the company will report that you were late 30 days or more, but you know that you were late 60 days or more. Well, you are aware that you were late, but not 30 days late, it was 60 days, but you are not going to volunteer this information. What was used in the past before the law changed was this dispute: I was never 30 days late. The goal was to encourage the credit bureau to investigate your request and it is not verified. Charged off accounts. When your client still owes company money over a period of time, they usually will write them off their books as a bad debt expense. This account will appear as a charged off account. It is very difficult to have these accounts removed from your client's credit report. What was done in the past was to look on your credit report and take notice of the last date this company reported your client to the credit bureau. If the lender has reported to the bureau within the last 12 months, your best bet is to deal directly with that company and negotiate some type of settlement. See the sample letter of negotiation in the appendix, section 5. However, if the company reported you years ago, you might have a good chance of getting the account removed. Warning. If these companies have stopped contacting your client because they have moved or evaded them, sometimes they will start back trying to collect the money owed when you dispute the account with the credit bureau. The credit bureau will give this company your present address and other information because they all work together. Be prepared to alert your client that they may need to settle their debt with that company. Dispute: don't know anything about this P&L or I paid this company as arranged. Charged off accounts over 2 years old. Accounts charged off recently are difficult to remove. However, after 2 years, it should not really hurt your client's credit score anymore. Therefore, you can leave them on the file. However, what was done in the past was to try the dispute given above, hoping the company will not re-verify the information you are challenging. In this case, dispute only one paid P&L account at a time, putting at least two to three months between cycles. Collection accounts. It is important to know how collections agencies think regarding accounts. They hate when an account is disputed, so before you dispute them, take note of a different strategy. If you have never heard of this collection account before, it can benefit you greatly if you do not dispute the account without reaching out to them first. Here is why. Say you have a medical collection account and it is $300. If you haven't heard from the collection company before and it is paid off, they will remove it from your account if they have not spoken to you before. Therefore, pay them off and they will send a letter to remove the account from the credit bureaus. If you already paid it off, all you have to do is find out the collection agency inquiry department fax number or mailing address. Send them a letter stating that you never knew anything about the account and paid it off in full and request if they can send a letter to remove it since you never was aware of the account. We have seen them remove this 98% of the time when it was done directly with them instead of the credit bureau. Now here is what you should consider. How much is the collection? How old is the collection? If it is 3 years old or less, they will start back collecting once the account is disputed. Oftentimes they will become even more aggressive from a disputed account. Was the collection paid already? Have the client had any previous contact with the collection agency? Therefore, here is the strategy. Collection accounts work best when they are settled and paid off in full to have it removed. Not just disputing the account. If the collection company is very small, they may not respond and you could get the account removed if it is over 3 years, but is often it will come right back if they are placed with a pending response status with the credit bureau. or the collection company will replace the entry onto the credit report. Many large collection companies have their response computerized to eOSCAR and they will respond every time. Most collection agency will not remove an account that is not paid in full or less than 20% of the original amount. Therefore, collections account have become more difficult to remove on a technically unless you can discover a violation on their part. Negotiate if the client is able. Therefore, if your client can afford to pay it off, it is best to settle before thinking about disputing. Disputing can hurt the process. But if you need to dispute a collection account, here is your dispute. Dispute: I never had a collection account. Bankruptcies. Most bankruptcies are being reported inaccurately. Your client is entitled to have this item investigated. If the credit bureau is unable to verify the inaccuracy within a reasonable period of time, the entire bankruptcy must be removed from your client's credit report. In the past, many have flatly denied ever filing bankruptcy and have been very successful in removing the item. Dispute: I never filed for bankruptcy, please remove at once. This dispute also applies to judgments, liens, Chapter 13 arrangements, wage earner, and repossessions. Don't dispute a wage earner, judgment, or any public record if your client is currently making payment on that account. If you do, your client will be dealing with two sources that can verify the negative information, instead of one. Although they are making payments on the account, the judgment will continue to show that they still owe the company who filed the suit. Don't make a big scene about the way this item is currently being reported. You may defeat the purpose of the credit repair process by admitting guilt before the information can be verified. Have your client to be patient and pay the account off. Work with the client to add a new credit to their file and increase their score because it won't matter within 2 years. Important notice: your client's wage earner plan, Chapter 13, must be dismissed or discharged before you start disputing. Additionally, if their wage earner plan was dismissed, or they stop making payments for some reason or another, proceed with caution. Your client's creditors may come back and attempt to collect their money, as mentioned in the section on PNLS, and cause problems for them. Unless your client is willing to pay the old debts, you must be careful in your attempt to have a wage earner plan removed from your client's credit report. Judgments. A judgment is a public record, PR, and a PR cannot be directly removed by the company who filed a suit against you. It will only come off if it's not to be verified. If you wait approximately three months after you have paid the company, the judgment may come off your client's credit report on a technicality because the court clerk that day may not verify your challenge. Court clerks hate to go through old records, they are usually overworked and underpaid, also busy processing new records. Inquiries. Dispute: I never authorized this company to check my credit rating, please remove immediately. Action Strategy 5. Be persistent in disputing and do not settle for anything but the best possible response. Sometimes the credit bureau will send your client a letter stating that they checked directly with the source of your dispute, or you will receive an updated copy of your client's credit report with no changes. Don't stop there and give up. Repeat the process over and over again. There are several reasons why you must repeat the credit repair process. Many times the credit bureau will not really investigate your request, but will respond as if they did. This is to weed out those explorers who do not know what they are doing and easily persuade them to discontinue disputing. Or if the credit bureau did investigate your request and the company responded, your second dispute letter will be investigated again and the company may not respond, thinking they had already responded to the previous credit bureau's investigation. This is how many credit repair companies play the credit game of beating the system into technically removing bad credit marks. Action Strategy 6. When you are disputing items on your client's credit profile, never say more in your letter than necessary. What is not necessary? Saying things that do not apply to the situation, admitting guilt, helping the credit bureau with the investigation. Example: I never owed this company $200. I owed them $100.00. You just helped the credit bureau by admitting that you owe money. Say instead, I never owed this company $200. Then it is up to the credit bureau to investigate this claim, and the probability of the items coming off your client's credit report is excellent. Remember, you have the right to challenge any items you feel are not accurate. Getting the wheels of investigation rolling is what the credit repair game is all about. Action Strategy 7. Use the threat of small claims court to resolve credit disputes. If you have followed these instructions for your client and can't seem to get a creditor to supply correct information to the credit bureau, your client will need to take them to court. In most states, you can file a suit claiming damages from the inaccurate information listed in your client's credit report. You can file a small claim suit for a small fee and without an attorney. 9 times out of 10, you may never have to go to court, since it would be less expensive for the creditor to straighten out the error than to pay an attorney to represent them. When filing suit, name the creditor and the credit bureau. You must show damages and have proof of your innocence. Action Strategy 8. After disputing accounts at least three times, you have the right to place an explanation on your client's credit report giving their side of the story. Use the sample consumer statement letter in the appendix, section 5, as your guide when preparing explanations. However, it doesn't help, it's about the credit score. We have covered all of the basic steps of credit repair. Finally, on the next page, there are action strategies that will show you how to smoothly implement the credit repair process. Forced verification. Power move, forced verification, method of verification. Some credit bureaus are not investigating disputes when challenged, using various types of reasons and some simply ignoring letters. There is a three-part system called eOSCAR that they use to investigate disputes instead of contacting creditors directly. www.eoscar.org web link. Please note that, if you get a notice from your credit bureaus telling you the information you disputed has been verified as accurate, you can request the method of verification, which is your right under the FCRA section 611(a)(7). The credit bureau must give you this information within 15 days of the request. Here is the process you should use for tough disputes. The only issue is that you have to do this on behalf of your client. The best approach is to have your client make the call and keep a log. Here is the concept. You can contact the original creditor, and most of the time the account has been turned over to a third-party collector. You should ask them for the record. If they say that they do not have the record, get that person's name and direct phone line. If they do have the records, you can demand a copy under the FACTA Act. If the records are sent, you can review a copy, checking for errors or problems. If the records are not conclusive, process to the next step. If the original creditor has no records, call or write the credit bureau back and tell them that the original creditor has no records of the account. Next, request that they open another dispute with this new information. You will be including the name and number of the person you spoke with at the creditor's office. If the credit bureau refuses, inform them that you have the right to sue for willful noncompliance under section FCRA 616. Here is where it becomes tricky. If they still refuse, you can send intent to sue letter. Keep in mind that it is a crime to threaten suit with no intention of doing so. You must be willing to take this action. Where there is a new investigation, the credit bureau has 30 days to get back to you. Other action strategies. These strategies will help make the credit repair process work a lot smoother if followed correctly. Send all correspondence to the credit bureau online via priority mail, where you can have a delivery confirmation, e.g. stamps.com or ndcia.com. FedEx and UPS will also work very well. Only use certified mail if it is required by a court in your area. Being able to track your mailings online is a plus for a great log system. You can print the postage on your printer and tape it on the envelope. No need to take your letters to your local post office anymore unless you are required by a court. Keep a file of all copies of correspondence you send to and receive from the credit bureau and creditors. When you receive your updated credit report from the credit bureau, compare the results with the initial report. Repeat the credit repair process if necessary. Never use foul language or make threats to the credit bureau or creditors. When phoning the credit bureau, never discuss your personal situation with them on the phone. Ask questions concerning your client's credit report that you do not understand and say nothing more. Oral communication is no good, written communication is the only way you can get results. Add positive credit data to your client's credit profile. You will be shocked when you see that many of your client's creditors are missing from your client's credit report. They have the right to have all of the positive data added to their credit report, e.g. their local grocery store, cleaners, and any place of business that grants them credit. Do not supply any negative credit data. Write the credit bureau and give them a list of all charge accounts, credit cards, loans, etc., that the client has kept current and their account numbers. Also, you can have accounts the client has paid in full added to your client's credit report. The credit bureau may charge a nominal fee for this service. Call them for details. You can add your side of the story if some negative items remain on your client's credit report. You have the right to add up to 100 words presenting your side of the story. A sample letter is listed in the appendix in section 5. If you are a woman, you have the right to receive the same good credit rating as your current or former spouse. Do not apply for credit while disputing accounts in your client's credit report. You don't want to arouse suspicion by applying for credit when you know that accounts are in the process of being investigated. If your client has used a credit repair company to restore their credit, and they were unsuccessful, it is a good idea to wait 2 to 4 months before you start the credit repair process. Give the credit bureau time to shred all of the dispute letters the credit repair company submitted. We are making this suggestion in the interest of consistency. The credit repair company has its style for repairing credit and you'll have your own. It is important to be consistent in your disputing. If you feel a credit bureau has violated your rights, file a formal written complaint to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. The Fair Credit Reporting Act is enforced by this agency. Write or call their national headquarters, Federal Trade Commission, 6th Street and Pennsylvania Ave. NW, Washington, D.C., 20580. Important notice. Credit repair is designed for individuals who had past problems but are currently on their feet financially. If your client is currently experiencing problems paying bills, the credit repair process will not work. The client must be totally caught up on all bills and have made at least three payments on time before you can start repairing your client's credit report. Use the sample letters on negotiation to assist you in settling debts with your client's creditors. Case laws. You have case law in your hand that states that the original creditor, OC, can be held liable for reporting inaccurate information. Richardson v. Fleet, Nelson v. Chase Manhattan, the FACTA legislation allows consumers to go directly to the original creditor and dispute the furnisher of the information to the credit bureaus as stated in the FCRA. Vacating a judgment. If a judgment was filed against your client, there is a chance to get it dismissed or vacated. Vacating a judgment is a legal way of having a judgment voided and filing an appeal with the court. Keep in mind that most of you are not lawyers, but certified credit consultants can point their client in the right direction of understanding their rights. See www.credithelpdesk.org for updated information. There are rules of the courts when filing lawsuits, and many who file lawsuits, even collection agencies, do not follow procedure. We know that judges are supposed to provide some form of protection, but, for various reasons, these procedures in consumer law are not followed. Just because you are sued does not mean that they will win. You have a chance, too, even if it is on a technicality. For the most part, those who sue usually win their case by default because the defendant did not show or respond to the court. Advise your client to prepare a motion to vacate judgment. Here are a few links to assist. www.lawhelp.org web link. www.law.cornell.edu web link. To vacate a judgment, your client must prepare a motion and declaration to vacate judgment and an order to show cause. Motion and declaration to vacate judgment. A sample document can be found here. www.lawhelp.org web link. This document tells the court why the judgment against you should be vacated. Check with your local state for the proper procedure. Resource site. We at CCA believe in sharing information to make you a better consultant. We found an excellent free online credit repair source that you can use to assist your clients. It is updated regularly. The site is www.creditinfocenter.com web link. There you will find outstanding credit repair tips that are also free to the public but can be used by consultants also to keep track of new findings, as we are here at CCA. Our goal is to provide you with sources to keep you informed, and this site can help. For those of you who are new to credit repair, they have a basic video on the credit repair process and a case study. Please note that they are based on consumers, and their business model appears to be providing consumers a way to wipe out the credit repair agency. Therefore, this is your competition as a consultant. However, a good source to point consumers to who choose to do it themselves after they pay you for a consultant meeting. This can be a win-win for your company. You will provide the client the initial analysis, get paid, and point them to a source to do it themselves. Their information must be applied according to the rules, and combining information will prepare you to be an outstanding consultant. Most of the information, as with other great credit repair training sources, can be redundant. It is just that you will find, maybe, one or two additional tips applicable to your situation. We recommend that you study this manual and then go there to get a different feel for the system. This is great for newbies. Just understand that we provide you with information from the perspective of a credit repair business, and the two approaches can conflict, but the process is the same for an individual client.